This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're just babble.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. I mean, there's so much you could do up on the website, and I do. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me up there as well. And I got to tell you something. You guys send me some pretty crazy stuff during the breaks or day before or whatever. And I always enjoy it. So let me see. I'm looking for, oh, they're there. All right. So our pal, I love this stuff. Apparently Bernie Sanders, his supporters, you know, the people in the street, those wonderful people, they are so confused as to what's real and what's not that, you know, these are the people that think that socialism is simply when you take care of other people. They don't really know what it actually means. So Mark Dice, who I love some of his cuts, and he goes out to the beaches and the malls and what have you and talks to people about the different things going on in the news. And so he grabbed some Bernie supporters. And he asked him what he thought about it. Let me play it for you. You got to hear what he has to say, okay?
On Bernie Madoff now being chosen by Bernie Sanders to be his VP.
I got nothing for you.
I'm digging your shirt, though.
Yeah, I dig your shirt, though.
Here, let me give you some stickers.
I was hoping you were going to go.
Oh, can I get one?
You want to switch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders bringing Bernie Madoff aboard as his vice presidential pick to, you know, sort of help clean up Wall Street. Good idea, you think?
I think it's a good idea.
Madoff kind of knows Wall Street insider, former Wall Street insider.
Yeah. Bernie Madoff. Going to help him straighten out. Now, some of you, I know your IQ is not high enough to figure this out, but you go ahead and Google. I know you know how to do that. Google Bernie Madoff. Seriously.
Himself. So now it looks like it'll be Bernie, which is kind of unique as well.
All the Burns.
So, do you think that's a good idea?
I'll say so, sure.
Bernie Sanders just announced his vice presidential choice, Bernie Madoff, the Wall Street wizard. So now it's Bernie 2016, just getting people's comments. Good idea choosing Bernie Madoff as his running mate?
I heard, I don't know Bernie Madoff, but one person told me about him and said good things, so if he's as good as the person says, then I'm all for it.
You trust Bernie's decision, right?
From what I heard, what I was told by this person about what Bernie's about.
Listen, I know a guy that knows a guy that knows a guy, right? And he says he says this stuff is like choice merchandise. You know what I'm saying? Is that what this sounds like to you two? That's what it sounds like. And he's got a T-shirt on. So Dice is wearing his T-shirt that says, you know, Hillary on it. And so, you know, people are welcome, and, you know, at least he's in the same ballpark with them, so they think. But this guy, I just love this. They're so, aren't they just such brain surgeons?
I'm all for it.
Okay. Bernie Madoff, the Wall Street wizard. So now it's going to be Bernie.
Wow.
2016. Good choice? Picking Bernie.
Bernie who? Is that the guy in the movie?
Madoff as his VP, even though they have the same first name.
I think it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Badass. Yeah.
And that's what we want. Pardon me. We want a badass president and VP, don't we? Right? The Byrne brothers? What do you think?
Just getting people's opinions on whether that's going to help his candidacy. Do you think that'll give him a little boost in the polls?
I think a financial advisor is probably a good thing. Everyone's worried about the economy.
Hold on.
And so everyone's worried about the economy. So it's having someone with a strong...
Okay, so I don't know if you guys can hear that, but sometimes you'll hear somebody off mic going, wait a minute, Bernie Madoff? Isn't he that guy that, right? So, and that's where Dice has to say, shut up. Shh, don't say anything. All right, so I love that. So here, you know, after the interview, you know he's walking down the walkway with his buddy going, are you that, I didn't know you were that stupid. You can't be my friend if you're that stupid. Don't you think?
Background in finance would be good for his campaign.
Madoff has decades of knowledge of financial advising and insider knowledge, so it's a good idea, basically, to bring him aboard as Bernie Sanders' VP?
I think so, yeah. Having a strong finance background, that's what we're all looking for.
So you're feeling the burn even more now.
Feeling the burn.
It's Bernie 2016 now that it's Bernie Sanders and Bernie Madoff.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
Bernie's coming to town tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he also has announced his VP pick, Bernie Madoff, so the Wall Street Wizard. That's funny.
Madoff is no good.
Oh.
Bernie, okay.
We've got to talk to the millennials. See, they know. Anybody over the age of, like, 30, they send their brains.
Yeah, but this guy doesn't look that swift either. I'm not making like it. Seriously, stop laughing and tell this guy. You know, when he said Bernie Madoff, you could tell his eyebrows popped up and he knew who he was talking about, but didn't say anything still. Just kind of giggled about it. Isn't that great?
Properly.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders has enough faith in Bernie Madoff to bring him aboard and officially endorse him as his VP. You think that's probably still a good idea? I mean, you still support Bernie, right?
Yeah. I would assume from his other policies that he knows what he's talking about.
Bringing Madoff aboard, obviously he's quite familiar with his, you know, financial history and everything he's done. So just checking to see if people think it's a good idea or if you were going to flip over and support Hillary because of the Bernie Madoff issue.
No.
Still support Bernie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But Bernie has announced his VP running mate now, also named Bernie. Bernie Madoff, a big financial advisor.
Okay.
Just getting people's opinions if that's going to help.
Yeah.
Help Bernie, you think?
From what I hear, he's kind of starting a revolution, right? He wants to do a lot. He wants to help a lot of people, a lot of low-income individuals. And I think since he got another Bernie Madoff as his VP, I think that'll really solidify his position then, and it won't be so much as he's just saying.
What could be better than one Bernie, but two? Actually, when you have too much to drink, sometimes you see two of something. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Give you time to recoup. Get a drink. Get some antacids. You'll need it.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, get involved in the conversation. If you head up to the website, right, we have a live chat room. We have a way you can sign in, give me your email address. All kinds of fun. They're great stories, great writers. And you just get involved. Take the poll. I don't even know what the poll is. I think I've had it up for a little while on purpose. And I'm surprised at how many people are responding to it. We were just listening to Mark Dice talk about Bernie supporters who were very much into Bernie Madoff, one of the biggest thieves in the stock market, being his VP, because then he could help Bernie turn around the economy. Well, maybe that's what America needs. Maybe we need, like, the Ponzi scheme of all Ponzi schemes to get out of our, you know, $19, $20, $25 trillion debt. What do you think? You know, if you think about what Obama's done to this country, it's no different. I don't know why you're surprised. Because it's no different than what the Dems have done in Chicago. It's no different than what they've done in Detroit. I mean, we can go major city after major city that the Dems have been in control of for any length of time. They're upside down on finances. They blame the Republicans. I mean, think about it over and over and over again. And any city or any state that's doing well, that's run by Republicans, it's because they're screwing the little people. Right? It has to be. Because they can't seem to get it right. So, I mean, again, for those of you who are, you know, diehard Democrats, take a look. Think it through. By the way, somebody, check this one out. You guys remember Michelle Fields? And she was the one who claimed that she was accosted or assaulted by one of Trump's guys. She's claimed that she has done this probably a dozen times, where she claims that somebody has accosted her, somebody has assaulted her, somebody has done something to her that's terrible. Well, guess what? Guess where she just landed a job? Well, you shouldn't be surprised, right? Michelle Fields was hired by the Huffington Post to cover the Trump campaign. That just came out a couple of days ago. So think about that. She again, she's always the victim. She doesn't stand for anything we stand for, okay? She tries to come across as such. She did a stint on Fox for a while. They got rid of her pretty fast. And what does that tell you? It wasn't because she wouldn't wear any skimpy clothing. She's got nothing to offer. I'm telling you. She's one of those millennials. She's one of those young people that hit it online and they thought she'd be something to have on. The jobs report, this is one of my favorites to do. Now, you heard earlier tonight that Microsoft was going to lay off a boatload of people. They're probably going to end up laying off a couple thousand people by the time we get done. Shell is laying off 2,200 people. The, let's see, Duncan Halliburton plant is going to lay off 1,000. Again, like I always say to you, they laid off some people last year. But when they lay off plant workers, the things that you have to think about, it isn't just the plant workers that are being laid off. You've got support services from outside companies, independent contractors, that are going to have to lay off people as well. So, you know, we have David Beagle on from time to time, and David has an office. I mean, I'll boil it down for you. It's basically an office cleaning janitorial services, but he does a large office building, right? He doesn't do the little five-worker mom-and-pop buildings. He does the big buildings. And whenever they lay off people, whenever there's a change at the company level, he's the first one hit. So Nokia is laying off over 10,000, right? 15,000 jobs worldwide. I mean, we can go on. I'm glad we're turning around, right? Don't you think? I'm glad we're doing. And if you think about this, we affect the worldwide economy. And Nokia, for sure, is laying off over 1,000 people in Finland. Time Warner says they're looking at layoffs as well. There's colleges and schools all across the country. So when you look at these numbers, you have to stop and say to yourself, does this show, or does this mean, or does this feel like things are getting better? Because it doesn't to me. When I'm out and about and I'm talking to people, they're not telling me that they're feeling the economy turn around, that they're feeling better about their jobs, that they're feeling, you know, better about moving up, buying a bigger house, getting a better car, whatever it is they're doing. Anyhow. And then one that should make you, like, sick to your stomach. How many of you liked Mitt Romney the first time? You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, you know what I'm saying? You have an okay meal, something you tolerate, and then 4 hours later it comes back on you. You know what I'm saying? You're burping it back up again. It don't taste any better. Mitt Romney seems to be trying to wiggle his way back into the picture. Somebody needs to lock him in a closet somewhere. Get him gone. He's not doing us any favor. Now, the writer of this story, not a big fan, obviously. He's asking the question, you're the only man who can save us from future calamity? Really? This is out of the National Review. And it looks like David French wrote this. He goes on to say, let's be clear about our nation's plight. At this moment, America's voters face a choice between two historically corrupt, dishonest, incompetent politicians. One of them helped create the most dangerous foreign policy environment since the Cold War. A world in which our nation faces the largest and most savage jihadist fighting force in modern times. And rearming the potentially nuclear Iran. And reemerges the threats from Russia and China. Yeah, I mean, think about where we're going back to the late 60s. The world is resetting itself back to the late 60s and who the players were worldwide. Now, one of them promises an economic policy worse than the status quo, raising taxes, increasing government spending, and pushing the same tired progressive agenda. I wonder who that is. Okay? I mean, both candidates have promised a form of amnesty. The Democrat pledging to expand Obama's lawlessness executive actions, while the Republican promises to form or a form of touchback amnesty that would ultimately legalize millions of illegal immigrants. Let me see. Yeah. Who? What? Where? I don't know. You know, this guy here, I don't know where he's coming from. Where did Trump say that he was going to do some kind of touchback amnesty? I'll have to look that up during the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go far. No, I'll come to your house. Don't go far. Hey, you missed the healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And look, I give me your email address. Yeah, I'm demanding now. Won't you give it to me? Yeah. So I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm off. Tell me where I'm wrong. Anyway, the... our mad black man from Baltimore earlier tonight sent me a message, and he said the word from Baltimore is that the black police officers are suing the black state attorney, the black man. I mean, really, seriously, you can't do anything but laugh about this stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's great. You know, I love these people. So... I do. I get the biggest kick out of it. So anyhow, I got so much stuff I'm looking at. Back to Romney for president. Where was this guy's spine when he was running against Obama? I don't trust the man. I'm done trusting the man. Where was he at? When he came out and spoke against Trump just a little while ago. Where was this guy when we needed him a couple, 4 years ago? Where was he? And all of a sudden he wants a fourth chance or a third chance or whatever it is? And not doing it. You know, and this writer goes on to say, who obviously is taking a few hits off a crack pipe, that the American people need a chance to make a better choice given the stakes of the election. To simply leave the race to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump is to guarantee a terrible president, marked by incompetence and cronyism. There's just one hope. I don't know how he says that about Trump. I just don't get it. Is he a saint? Is he a perfect man for the job? No, I haven't found a perfect man for the job yet. He said America needs a third option. At this point, Mitt Romney is the only man who combines the integrity, financial resources, name recognition, and broad public support to make realistic independent run for run at the presidency. He lost, you fool. He lost last time. He couldn't even win over evangelicals that basically were on the same page as him. And then and people in the middle of the road, when they saw how he handled Obama, he lost. He was perceived as a weak man. And a man of integrity? Anyhow. Financial resources? Why didn't he put him up the first time? Seriously, why? Trump did. He is. And don't give me this, well, he only loaned himself the money. Let me tell you, as somebody who's run for office, I don't care whether you've loaned yourself the money or not, even all of this, it's still money that's out there that you have to wait to get back. And let me tell you what, $47 million or $48 million, out of that, I think he said he loaned himself $30 or something. Really, you want to give somebody a $30 million loan and hope they pay it back? Right? If Trump loses, getting that money back is almost impossible. Yes, and as somebody said, true. Romney's nothing more than a Dem in disguise. But listen, I'm going to go a little further than that because I've been talking about this off and on, but I really haven't beat it up, and I'm going to. I think we're on the verge. We're heading down the road of a new progressive Republican group. Yeah, I think Paul Ryan is the beginning of that. Now think about this. Romney Ryan, right? Of course they get along. Of course they see eye to eye about stuff. Of course Ryan was his VP running mate. So when you look at that, when you try to figure out what he's got, where he's coming from and why he's starting to pick up support, I think, you know, this third party we're talking about, you know, remember the Democrats, the quote-unquote Big Ten party, right? Think about what the Democrats are doing. They allow everybody, it doesn't matter what you believe, don't believe, what walk of life you come from, any of that stuff. They don't care. You're in, you're part of the team. We get very hardcore as to where you need to be a Republican. Right? The Democrats, when they bring you into the fold, they don't care what you believe as long as you have a D. As long as you're a registered D, they don't care. They'll work on you later. We don't want you in the fold unless you meet this criteria. Right? But now you've got Ryan, who thinks they did a great job with a $1 trillion budget, loves the fact that they were able to work with the president, that they're making some headway in actually getting legislation done. Think about it. So these guys who are supposed to be conservatives, are supposed to have our back, we're supposed to be on the same team with, we're not. And they're trying to make us believe that we are. They're trying to make us believe that they're on our side. It's actually infuriating. Because these are the guys that are going to be, you know, we complain about cronyism. We complain about not wanting the same old, the good old boys club. And then you look at Ryan, you look at Romney. And that's what you're getting with them. But it's worse. It's worse because now they're heading down that road where it's okay to spend money like crazy. It's okay to have bigger government. Do you know what I'm saying? It's really crazy, and it's actually quite scary, frankly. Yeah, it just makes me nuts. So the writer goes on to say, like I say, at this point, Mitt Romney is the only man. I wonder if he works for Romney. Is he on the payroll? He said in 2002, Obama mocked him for declaring that Russia was America's principal geopolitical foe. Romney was right. Well before the rise of ISIS, even as Obama administration was trumpeting Iraq as a success story and wrapping its arms around the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, Romney predicted Obama's policies would lead to escalating violence and chaos in the Middle East. Okay. Many people did. That was an easy one to call. You don't need a college degree to figure that one out. You know what I'm saying here? And what about Trump? Talking about what a problem Russia is. And China? He's been screaming about China for years, long before he talked about running for president. He was talking about the problems we were going to have with China, the problems that they were I don't think involved in. Anyway, so Romney predicted a continued middle class squeeze, and he was right. He predicted an almost $20 trillion deficit. He was right. And while none other than Donald Trump was mocking him for being too harsh on immigration, he was right. Now I understand why Mitt wouldn't want to run. Now here's the difference, and I don't care what you say, but Mitt Romney, businessman, if we go looking as they did at the time, he had some questionable deals, did he not? And Trump's got some questionable deals. As Trump said, and he's totally right, the reason he gave money to some of these other groups, Democrats and what have you, other politicians, is he's got to do business. Isn't that what he said? I got to do business with these people. I've got to do business in New York and Chicago and these other places. That's why he gives money to them. And listen, you can stick your head in the sand if you want to, but that's how they do business. That's how they get business done. That's how Trump Towers gets built. Right now he's renovating the old post office on Pennsylvania Avenue. You think he could do that without having some kind of relationship with these politicians? Yeah, I know. Some of you find it distasteful. It's wrong. We shouldn't have to work that way. Well, you know, get over yourself. It does work that way. Until you clean up that mess, as Pelosi rightly called it at one time, until you clean up that cesspool in Washington, D.C., nothing's going to change. You can't make any moves. You know, some are saying, okay, so if Trump wins or Hillary wins, it's same old, same old. Well, it's not same old, same old. You are incorrect, my friend. And you want to choose a man of integrity. Well, tell me what integrity is, because everybody's got their idea what integrity means. The writer of this finally admits, says, look, I'm the first to admit bias. I know the Romneys and my wife and I worked tirelessly to assist Mitt's campaign in 2008 and 2012, even forming a group called Evangelicals for Mitt. Right? He was trying to convince fellow evangelicals that a Mormon was the right choice for the White House. Probably not the right way to go about it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Yeah, you need to get involved. You really do. You need to get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website. We've got a live chat room going on. We've got all kinds of stuff going on up in the chat room. And I want to get back to the story. Because, again... 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be part of the conversation. People calling for a third-party candidate, they want Mitt Romney, they want, you know, you listen to these guys talking. Do they even know how far we are into the process? Have they been paying attention? Do they know we've already weeded out 17 other people? If Romney was a serious candidate, where was he in the beginning? Did he not want to fight it out with everybody else? He's a coward. What's he going to say? Well, who knew? I thought Bush was going to win, or I thought this one, or Cruz, or this, or that, the other thing. Well, I guess you thought wrong, like you did the first two times, didn't you? And how we should, you know, you sit there and you talk about, Well, think what he did for the Olympics, and think what he did here, and think what he did. We borrowed money to fix the Olympics. Borrowed money. And don't get me wrong. What he did was okay. I mean, fixing that thing, it needed to be fixed. Okay, great, wonderful. But call it what it is. Discuss it like you're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? And then you got Trump. How many things are you want to just harp on his failures? You mean like you did with Romney when he ran? Because you did it then, too. Seriously, think about it. Didn't you get all over Romney and what he had done? The problems that he had? And again, like I said to you, my concern, if Mitt Romney, if we really start pushing him, if he's really the choice that they want, my concern with a Romney is he is again part of the foundation to start to solidify, to work through a progressive Republican Party. You know, if all we stand for is tighter economic policies, spending less, well, why don't we just become Blue Dog Democrats? The same thing, right? No different. And what I love about, again, what I love about this, however, now all of a sudden, what is Romney's now the, now all of a sudden he's the hero. He's the guy that's going to come in and save us. I'm going to beat it up again. Where was he and where was he when he ran? Where was he when he ran for? Where was this Romney that was going to save us? The one that wouldn't stand up to the president. The one that wouldn't call him out in the debate. And you know what he said? One of his comments after the debate was, well, he is the president of the United States. Right? You've got to be respectful. No, you have to be respectful to the office. You do not have to be respectful to the person, especially when they're dead wrong. Not a little wrong, dead wrong. Do you recall when they were in their debate and the president was sitting in his chair? He was sitting in the chair almost like he was sitting in a bar stool. He had his legs head across. He was leaning against the back of the chair. His arm was up on the chair. We had a body language expert, I think, a couple days after that debate. And she said that Mr. Obama was putting off an attitude that basically said, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm better than you. I know what I'm doing. I don't even know why I'm answering these questions. Does that show respect for your competitor, if you would? I don't think so. So this writer goes on to just give so much credit to Romney for his predictions. The same predictions that economists were making, that other military people were making, the same predictions that had already been out there. There was nothing new here. He put some fresh lipstick on in an address, and he called it his own idea. You see how that worked out for Sarah Palin, right? The writer goes on to say, I understand why Mitt Romney wouldn't run. He's lost twice. Yeah, there's a banner. We don't want you. Two times we told you. We don't want you. Running for president is grueling at best, he said. And the victory all 2016 makes 2012 look like a gentleman's debacle club. I'm sorry, gentleman's debating club. He wouldn't be savaged and vilified by the progressive left and by Trump's ragged coalition of working class white voters and his vichy Republicans. He'd be blamed for hurting Trump if Clinton won. Look, what was his name? The guy with the flappy ears. Ross Perot. Looked like a mini elephant, didn't he? Yeah. And he had that, what was that? More like a rat. Yeah, he had that high-pitched, right? He had that voice. Yeah. I rent the whole company out of my checkbook. It's in my back pocket. Who cares? I don't care where you keep the checkbook. Just write me a check and give it to me. But, I mean, he caused Bill Clinton won. President Clinton. Right? That was his fault. So anyway, so a third bid by Romney would be an assurance of Clinton. Seriously. Look, Trump, whether you like him or not, Trump has hit a nerve. Whether you like him or not, Trump is getting people to register as Republicans couldn't get hardcore right-wing conservative Republicans couldn't get Republicans to register to vote. And this guy, Trump, not only is he getting new Republicans to register to vote, he's getting Democrats to switch to Republicans. He's getting people who've never been involved in the process to move over. They've declined the states, Green Party people. I don't know. I'm telling you, if I had a choice between progressive Republicanism and Trump, you know, pseudo-Republican, I'll take the pseudo-Republicanism. Because he's putting people on the rolls. He's getting people to step up. And this guy thinks it's a big deal that he was an evangelical, and he almost formed a group called Evangelicals for Mitt to try to convince fellow evangelicals. Listen, I don't think, a couple of things. Hardcore right-wing evangelicals are not going to vote for Mormons. Not going to happen. It's like I always tell you, and not that I have anything against the Mormon group or the as they refer to themselves as Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints. Right? There is a fundamental a difference there. One that a lot of them will not step around, will not believe in. Now, I did tell my Christian friends that how bad can it be? We have a guy that believes in family, that believes in traditional marriage, that doesn't believe in abortion. So was I like a, did I have pom-poms? You don't even see that. You know, waving them for Romney? No. Was I saying that Romney was the guy for the job when he was our, yeah, of course I was. Because he was our choice. He was the only, see, interesting how when he ran, when he was chosen in the primary process, nobody had a problem with it.
The people have spoken.
Well, now with Trump running, the people have spoken, but you don't like what the people have spoken. So you're going to find a way to wedge, to crack, to push, to browbeat, to get your man, whoever that man is, onto the scene. That's wrong. You know, I do this with the Dems, I'm going to do it with my Republicans, friends. You are a bunch of hypocrites. When you've been sitting there screaming and crying and whining for years that your voice is not being heard, right, when you're sitting there talking about how you've worked hard for your voice to be heard, you want the people's voice to be heard. Well, the people's voice was only a few, we're only a few numbers away for delegates, right? The people's voice is Donald Trump. You don't like it? Deal with it. I didn't like the John McCain thing. I was not a John McCain fan. I mean, thank him for his service to our country. I appreciate what he went through for us. I appreciate his love for the country. As far as I'm concerned, he was weak. Right? He didn't have that passion for America. He didn't have that passion for turning us around. And then a lot of you guys said, even you Republicans who voted for Obama at the time, well, he didn't say anything about Jesus. Right? You Christians. Right? He doesn't know Jesus. He doesn't talk about church. He talks about religion. Obama knows Jesus. What, the gardener? Come on. Help me out here. Give me some, and don't just tell me what he, send me joe@therealside.com. Send me what Obama has done that lines up with Scripture and give me the Scripture it lines up with, please, if you would. Because it's crazy to do that. And I'll tell you how these fools, how much, now I'm out of time. Too bad, because you were going to get what I had left of a brain. I mean, the bottom line with it is this. Trump uses Reagan's playbook to make us feel better about being Americans again. He's going to rebuild the country. He's going to make us be proud to be Americans again. He's going to make us strong again. If any one of those other candidates, even Ted Cruz, had gone down that road, you'd still have a fight in your hands. But they were too dull to pick up on it. They were too dull to use it. I don't want a dull president. Thank you very much. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We'll be right back.